No, but you see, my thing is this, right, sir? It goes back to the comment I made about communication. If for whatever reason they don't think it necessary to answer you, or maybe they say they answered already, or maybe if a few more people ask, the situation concerning answers from public servants and ministries is one that I keep fighting with. I get messages on WhatsApp from one gentleman in particular who objects to the way I host the program, who says that I should say, I would like to think that it would happen, but I'm not holding my breath because apparently it's better to make them kind of statements than to tell you what I really think. Here's my reason for taking the line that I take. And I do it on purpose, okay? People who don't understand, don't understand. But let me tell you why I do it. Perhaps when I tell you, you will understand. The government of Barbados, the current government of Barbados, made a pledge to the Barbadian people. I consider it a pledge that they would be open, they would be transparent, and they would communicate with the people. They also made a pledge that they would have post-cabinet briefings like done in other countries to keep people informed of what's happening. Has it been done? No. We had the COVID outbreak. We've had press conferences at irregular times, at short notice. We have now appointed a communications team. My thing is this: the Prime Minister has a press officer. There are various ministries that have corporate communication specialists. There are various government agencies that pay corporate communication specialists. There are private entities in Barbados that have people with that designation. They have salaries, they have phones, they have means of contacting the persons, whether it's BRA, the NIS, whomever. My thing is this: why don't they work? And by work, I do not mean send out messages saying the minister said, the minister said, the minister said, and the news team picks it up and writes, the minister said, the minister said, the minister said, and here's the minister to say what he said. That's not communication. If you have people who are asking, what is the problem with Alma Parish School? Even if it's one person, a parent, a disgruntled old man, whomever you may think the person is not the issue. If the person asks, what's the problem with the Alma Parish School? If you have somebody in the ministry who's responsible for public relations, they ask a question, they send a release, whether it's the Government Information Service, whether it's to the moderator of their choice, whether it's to whatever. The Alma Parish School remains closed for these following reasons. The persons who went there are now housed in ABCD school and are being given special instructions by ABCDEF teacher. There is nothing wrong with that. I hear a message on the from the GIS all the time talking about sending stickers for your car. It ain't happening. It not happening. I see cars going back to May of last year with May of last year stickers, which means they ain't get them yet. So that
Exactly.
message needs to be updated. Something needs to be said. Somebody sent a message saying here that a polyclinic is closed. The message said it was closed. They want to know when it's going to be opened. Brass tacks can't give that information based on somebody said. It has to come from a reliable source. So if I read a WhatsApp message that says, I just went to the Randall Phillips Polyclinic. It was closed today for cleaning. Can someone from the health department advise people when it will be open to the public again? Or alternative polyclinic to save us traveling unnecessarily. I found nothing under the GIS. That's what the message says. So if you have a website, have it updated. If you have a query like this, rather than putting it to brass tacks and having me say it on air, send a message to the GIS board, to the polyclinic board, where someone will pick it up and respond to you in person or send out a general message. That's why people forward messages all over WhatsApp. And I know people in those ministries are sending personal messages all over the place, including cussing us on WhatsApp, trying to do so anonymously. So if you do that, Why not update the public? Why not?
Yes.
Sir, I that's the reason why I take the line I take.
I agree, Dennis, and I understand what you're saying. Now, anybody who don't understand that.
So people don't understand because they don't want to understand. Perhaps they don't like the way I speak. Perhaps I should be calm and on the one hand, but on the other hand. I can't do that. That, to me, is not PR. That's the S word and the other word in the alphabet, the second letter of the alphabet. I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, Dennis, I feel in my old age, I like it beginning to turn a little foolishy.
Well, all of us do that and sometimes.
When I said that, I bought a case of bottled water. The first bottle they consumed was okay. The second had a funny feel, a taste in it. The third had the same thing. So I inquired from the supermarket I bought it from, who are the distributors. They told me, I'm calling by your name. I went to the distributor this morning, and I asked them if they're the distributor of this water. They say yes. I said, are you the sole distributor? Yeah. I say, you're sure? He said, well, you keep on asking me that, I'm sure. I said, well, I have to just have to return, or you have to take it to the supermarket. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You would have to.
Yeah, but
you no, but hold on. You see, here's the challenge, sir. Sometimes you just have to walk backwards. If I'm the distributor for holy water, and I sent holy water from my distribution company to X and Y distributors or X and Y mini mart, and they had it there since December, and I purposely gave it to them at a discounted price because I know it's expiring on January 1st. And they sell it to you on January 14th, your problem is not with me. Your problem is with the person who sold it to you. You see, sometimes you got to walk backwards, right?
Understood.
You got to walk backwards.
I'm glad I walked away because I might have found myself.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You see, sir, I try to guide you. Sometimes, as you say, you fall out with me for various reasons, but I try to guide you, okay? I try to guide you. I will try to do that for people that I think will, you know, listen to my foolish advice. Have a good one, sir. Good to hear you. Keep the mask up. If it works for you, it works for you. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hey, good afternoon. I got my mask down because I'm talking to you.
Okay. I listen. My ear is clean.
Right. I am at the COVID facility, a quarantine facility at Parkland. The whole system up here is completely confused. First, the nurses and the maids are excellent. The food is okay because you're not at Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no communication of the information. At this point, I cannot accept the information given by the Minister of Health. It's bad that I can't maintain confidence in information given by the Minister responsible for health because none of the things that they said so far has applied to Paragon. It seems as if there has forgotten facilities like this. I came into the country on Friday, was tested on Sunday, expecting a result up to now, the 24 or 48 hours from now, from Sunday till now, is more than that. Yet we had some person got tested Tuesday, got the results back on Wednesday. We had situations up here where people had to be retested because they couldn't find the results. We had persons that basically the results were lost and they had to be retested. So you had people here for 9, 10 days, things like that. The ironic thing is that the result must be there because you're getting daily reports on the number of positive cases.
Mm-hmm.
So it means when they're doing the analysis, they are prioritizing the positive cases, which is right. But it means now that the backlog is a clerical situation of entering that data and getting it to persons.
Correct.
So therefore, persons are stuck in quarantine and other persons are coming to the barracks continually. So there's a potential chance now that a negative case could turn to a positive case because you're now in the back with other people coming in. And like me, you pass 7-8 days, you're going 7-8 days in quarantine, which is falling. And there is no information coming. So with this new system that perfectly isn't working, where they're trying to clear the backlog and keep the current at the same time, it seems like they're pulling from the current ones. But then the people that are in backlog, particularly at a government facility, my emphasis probably because they think that you're not paying and that you're going further and further back in the
Queue, in the lane. Yeah.
Right. So the average residency at Paragon working out around 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no efficient communication. They had one set of protests up here already, and it was featured in the media.
Yes,
and they might very well have another set of protests up here. People up here that can't, you know, they come to Barbados to do business, they can't get to do business. And they ironically has forgotten Barbadian business people that are here that have their business to attend. So also.
Yeah.
And so these are the kind of things that were the method of communication.
Sir, I am disappointed. I really am, because I had my son go through the Paragon experience around independence, and I had nothing but praise from him for the people there. And as you said, the people up there worked very hard. Testing was done on site. There were not many people there at the time. You know, it was working. There seemed to have been somewhere between this influx of visitors and tests and crawls and clusters and all the other terms that we've used, that the clerical side of this operation has broken down. That testing was being done, yes. You know, results were coming out. We were putting out messages and graphics. But the clerical side of things seem to have gone completely out of whack. And anxiety is beginning to step in. And anxiety in a closed environment is not a good thing, especially with people who are not accustomed to being confined, not accustomed to being in barrack-type arrangements. You know, students who perhaps share quarters and things at school may be a little more accustomed to it than people who are accustomed to their privacy and their, you know, their own quarters and that kind of thing. So you have a situation that, you are correct, is going to be explosive if people's anxieties are not calmed. And it can't be the nurses and the people who are doing the tests who you have to have somebody assigned to handle that other side of things. You just have to. Because the persons who are doing the other things will become overwhelmed.
Right.
It's only human.
Right, and the lack of communication also increases your anxiety.
Yeah.
Not knowing that you'll get
whether your you're right or wrong. Yeah,
right. One of the persons that had the results lost, they had to call outside to get some person to call to find out that their results were lost. They were not. It was not communicated to them. So they were there waiting. They would wait till probably next year before they get their test.
What was this? The results are lost. Mean. Did they tell him what I mean?
Yeah, apparently the vial got spilled or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
Right? But okay. These are the kind of things that breed anxiety, and there's not that level of communication to the people. So you hear the minister come and speak boldly. You put in these categories, and even with the category two classification.
Mm-hmm.
Visitors to Barbados, I am a person that listens to these things fearfully. Do you mean all persons coming to Barbados or visitors as not nationals?
Well, the minister said both nationals and non-nationals.
Right.
That's what
right.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry, not the minister, the ambassador said.
Right, because sometimes people put words specifically
for, yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Tell you.
I'm with you on that one. Look, and that's why I talk about, you know, being clear, itemizing what you want to say and be specific, you know. The same way we're talking about 35 females and 45 males tested and 84,500 tests done and that kind of itemize the rest, you know, because people keep asking questions, and once you have questions, as you say, and the anxiety factor and people who have business appointments, people who have to travel. I had a message from someone who said that they were at the airport. They were supposed to be traveling. The doctor who did the test, they couldn't reach him by phone. They didn't know whether the test had come back negative or positive. They paid for a test. And they were at the airport hoping to leave. And I sent a message to the person who passed on the message to me and said, if the person is supposed to be in quarantine, they have not had a response yet, how are they at the airport waiting to leave?
Exactly.
You know, how? I saw something in the newspaper, too, that I shook my head. You know, we got things happening in this country, right? And while we jumping up and down and sending messages about who's patient X and who's patient zero and which cluster being covered up and which bus crawl is being used as a whipping boy, there was a story in the newspaper, on the back page of the newspaper, of an English couple who were, the couple was taken to court separately, I think the husband and the wife on different occasions, because they invited a lady of Jamaican origin to the room to have a little menage a trois. Mm-hmm. And the person jumped the wall not once but twice. Now here's the thing. The couple arrested, charged, etc. Jamaican lady left the country? How? Because suppose the couple tested positive. A person exposed to them in a most intimate manner, unless she was sitting and just cracking the whip and looking at them, or filming for future use. I'm glad you're laughing because I have never been in a menage a trois, so I don't know what you do. I just let my imagination roam. She would have left the country. Now, my question is how? By what method was she whisked away? So we got these things going on in this country, right? And then rather than trying to make a situation correct, we fiddling with what's the name of the bar, you know, what's the name of the person from Ellerslie where they were living, why the crawl when there's only 16 people positive. We are dealing with a situation where, and let me put it this way bluntly, reckless behavior, whether by white people, black people, Chinese people, Jamaican people, Trinidadian people, Guyanese people, or Bajan people. Reckless behavior, whether returned national, returning national, short stay, long stay, Coverley, Ross University, or behind the bridge. People are behaving recklessly. And we have to fix it, piece by piece person, by piece.
I asked the person, what is a tourist? Is it a white person coming to Barbados?
That's a very good question.
Is it a visitor coming to Barbados for a short term to return?
Very good question. Very good question.
The description of a visitor does not include color.
Correct.
Does not include whether he's, and a tourist can be a Bajan returning home for a short time.
Correct. A student coming home for Christmas and going back.
Christmas.
Right? Somebody coming in for a funeral and going back. Yeah.
Right. In relation to patient zero, it is no need to find a patient. It might, in some epidemiological cases, it will take 2 years to find and identify patient zero.
And then what do you do?
And it is not necessary for you to curtail your epidemic.
Yeah.
That is a historical thing to find the origin.
And you trace from there on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the AIDS pandemic, they found patient zero allegedly at a military base, and they found patient zero years after the start of the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
So that is absolutely not necessary. In relation to staying at these places, now suppose I need to produce a COVID certificate when I go back to work.
Yep.
If that they tell me, well, look, 14 days gone, but we can't find your result. So since the incubation period is 14 days, you had your test three days before. Therefore, that is 17 days. Mm-hmm. So the probability, using the Bernoulli's equation, mm-hmm. and the probability, your probability of being positive is almost zero.
Right.
But I still can't go back to work until I produce
the certificate. There you go. And it has to be a certain time, right? You can't have a certificate that's 2 months old.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I could find one of them. Right? How then can I... Do I have to go on sick leave?
Exactly. And those are the questions that I thought, in addition to all the people we have, that someone from the Ministry of Labor would address those matters. Because that's a labor issue. And somebody may want to hear the Labour Minister on it. They may not want to hear me or the PR or the ambassador or somebody. The same way we could have doctors talking about the medical issue. Where is the Labour on the issue of labour? Where's the union? Where's the union on the issue of labour? Are they saying, look, we're working on behalf of our members, trying to get a resolution from the ministry so we could issue a statement? Small Business Association for people with small businesses who are registered with them, who have employees. Because the question I asked, some must be over a week or two ago by now, was someone said to me, if I have a business that employs four people, and an employee of mine calls and says, I'm not feeling well, my boyfriend tests positive, I got to go and get a test, I got quarantined for 2 weeks. Do I take their word for it? Do I ask them to send me a follow-up certificate? What do I do? I tell them, why are you asking me? I ain't the minister. I ain't in the ministry. Why you don't call your small business association, whichever other association you want? What? Right? They tell me, well, you'll be on the radio, so you're going to raise it. I say, but why you don't call? My people, you know, people is spite you and all sorts of strange things. And these big people who got business, you know, they've been in business for years.
I know, although every expert in their area might not be a communication expert, because public relations is a specialized business.
Correct.
However, you will sit down and brief the persons on how to how to appear in public, mm-hmm. and so forth, mm-hmm. so that is, because the innate knowledge that they have in them
may not be able to pass it across.
Right. Yeah. You can brief a person that can speak good PR, but when you get the second question, mm-hmm. that unusual second question, needs that deep knowledge, mm-hmm. then the other person can't answer. But once you are trained in enough, mm-hmm. the area expert will be able to answer.
Correct.
And you will have the people will have more confidence in the information being given.
Given, correct. I would agree on that all the way, sir. I hope that situation at Paragon is urgently addressed, as in all the cases of persons in quarantine, whether at hotels, whether at government facilities. I hope that a special effort is made to reach those people, either personally via whatever method, or in groups that can be controlled via electronic means, so that, you know, their minds can be put at rest for a little bit, if not their bodies. Because anxiety, that's a whole other issue for a whole set of medical people to tell you about what anxiety does to your digestive system, your night rest, and breaking down your immune system even more, and making you susceptible to all sorts of other things. So that's a whole different ballgame for the medical professional people to deal with. Let me say this as well. When you have a hotel that is an isolation facility, a quarantine facility, and a general purpose hotel, you're looking for trouble. Like Shadow, you're looking for Horn, you're looking for trouble. The WhatsApp message says, it's 2 weeks I've been trying to get a family member home swabbed to no avail. I've had enough of the pretty talk. There's no reason why you can have a household that's been exposed to the virus, and the people who can talk to say what's wrong have all been tested, and the one person who can't tell you if someone is hurting can't get swabbed because he's a wheelchair user. I can't sit back and take this bad treatment when tourists who dirty up the place with COVID in the first place are being offered compensation, I need help. That's the message, and I read it as sent. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. 4341-790. Brass Tacks.
Good morning, good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, ma'am.
This is Lizon Boyd. I would like to send my condolences to the family of John Kelman. We're going to miss him quite dearly, and I believe that the team should have a database and numbers of all the members, you know, because sometimes if you miss them, you don't know exactly what's going on.
You know, we don't know numbers, right?
Yeah, I know. You don't know numbers.
Right. People are supposed to be anonymous. It's just that some people identify themselves. That's how we know who they are.
Yeah, normally, I feel that they should do that, you know, because, you know, sometimes you miss people, you don't know what's really going on, and at least you could pay them a visit at hospital, at home, or whatever the case may be. It really hurts me, you know, because I had sent a message to him, but I never hear him send any response, you know. Anyhow, this is something that we all have to pay death. In relation to what is currently going on with this COVID stuff, right, there's nothing much that we can do but try to come up with a solution. And the people who are in quarantine need to stay in quarantine and listen to the guidelines instead of walking around, taking off the bands and doing all sorts of foolishness to spread this thing. This thing is very serious, and some people don't really realize how serious it is, you know, because you could be walking next to some person. They might sneeze on you. You never know how you might contact it. Except for you're a broadcaster, and you can go there to interview or to some whatever. And next thing you know, there goes it. Innocent, you get it, you know. And these things is a bit painful. It's true that we have to get some foreign exchange into the country, and the economy has to be kept rolling. But at least we still have to take safety precautions, you know.
Yep, okay. Thank you, ma'am.